Farage, if Trump continues to campaign like this, he'll win big in 2020. By Victoria Friedman on November 7, 2018. British politician and Brexit leader Nigel Farage has said that if US President Donald Trump campaigns for re-election as hard as he did for Republican midterm candidates, he will win in 2020 by a big margin. Speaking to Fox News's Ed Henry on Wednesday morning, the former UK Independence Party, UKIP, leader said that the UK establishment media had been bombarding Britons with negative predictions for the Republicans' performance in Tuesday's midterm elections. "We've been subjected to weeks here of the media telling us that there was going to be a dramatic shift towards the Democrats, the blue wave, that Trump was in real trouble. News reports that Ted Cruz was going to lose his seat." However, in the British press on Wednesday, even the BBC was reporting this morning that even the places where the president campaigned hardest, the Republicans did best. His comments came after the president's Republican Party held off a Democratic blue wave. In the U.S., the political stripes are reversed where right-wing Republicans are red and left-wing Democrats blue, and made key gains in the Senate. The politician, who campaigned in the successful vote for the UK to leave the European Union and shared a stage with then-candidate Trump during the presidential campaign, said that if Donald Trump continues to campaign like he has in these midterms, he will win in 2020 by a big margin. Meanwhile, relatively unknown and unelected bureaucrats in the EU, who hold massive power over the people of the 28 sovereign nations in the bloc, overreacted to the Republicans losing control of the House of Representatives, reading it as a sign that Americans had rejected President Trump's divisive politics and stood up for liberal values. The Vice President of the European Commission, the unelected executive arm of the EU, Frans Timmermans, said he was inspired by voters in the US who chose hope over fear, civility over rudeness, inclusion over racism, equality over discrimination. They stood up for their values. And so will we. While proponent of greater EU federalization Guy Verhofstadt MEP said, "Great results for the Democrats winning a majority in the House of Representatives. But more important is to see that so many women are elected. People are fed up with Trump's divisive politics." Wednesday's extreme anti-Trump comments come after France's globalist leader Emmanuel Macron proposed Monday the need for an EU army to repel dangers from China, Russia, and even the United States.